Welcome to Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. Alaska is well known for the bounty of berries that it offers up every summer, and many of us commit some of our summer time to gathering them. Here in Kachemak Bay, the blueberries and many species of wild raspberry receive much of the attention. Beyond these, lingonberry, watermelonberry, crowberry, and many other species receive less enthusiastic harvesting. Creeping into the colder months, some of you may even go out to gather the highbush cranberries and rose hips. There is one abundant berry that, although a big draw for birds, I have seen receive little love from people. This is the rowanberry. It is possible that you may not even have heard of a rowanberry, even with them all around us. Rowanberries are the fruit of the mountain ash, also referred to as the rowan in Europe. These bright-colored, abundant fruits are edible and can be found ornamenting yards or growing wild in our forests. Mountain ash makes up the sorbus species, and around the peninsula or in Kachemak Bay, three species can be found. Sorbus acuparia, commonly called European mountain ash, is just that, a non-native mountain ash species from Europe, which is the species you will likely find lining city streets or adding a dash of color to someone's yard this time of year. Sorbus scopulina and Sorbus sitchensis are both native mountain ash species and are more likely to be found in natural areas, with scopulina more common further up in the peninsula and sitchensis the dominant native mountain ash in the bay. Being able to tell these species apart may come in handy at some point, but for anyone interested in gathering, they all produce edible fruit. The rowanberry is not a true berry. They are actually a pome, like an apple or pear, meaning they have a core containing several seeds. In a rowanberry, though, it is not likely it is the core and seeds that drop down its human desirability, as the seeds and core are small and do not inhibit eating the berry whole. It is likely the flavor of these berries that put them on a lower foraging tier. Rowanberries have a somewhat bitter flavor and are not generally considered a good fruit to eat plain. They are often cooked or processed and sweetened when they are used by people. And although they are not gathered much around here, there is a long history of using rowanberries in Europe, and many recipes for jellies, jams, and syrup, among other rowanberry products, can be found. If you are interested in trying these fall fruits, step number one is to find a mountain ash tree. There may even be one in your yard at home. Mountain ash are shrubs or small trees growing 3 to 4 or more meters, depending on the species, with European mountain ash being the largest. They have leaves made up of several parallel leaflets, oval or lance-shaped with serrated edges. This time of year, these leaves are turning yellow. In the summer, they had clusters of white flowers, which have now transitioned into clusters of red or orange fruit. Although quite different in appearance, if you plan to gather rowanberries, please make sure you do not accidentally gather toxic red elderberries, which are much smaller and on a bushier plant, but fit a similar description. The very best part is that if you are interested in trying out rowanberries, you're right on time. They are currently plentiful, and the bitter flavor I mentioned earlier lessens after a freeze, and the berries themselves are more palatable, similar in nature and flavor to highbush cranberries. Now, as our night tips are dropping below freezing, you may want to consider gathering some of these fruit, as long as you can beat the birds to them. This is Henry Reiske, and this has been Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Kachemak Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.